Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, the political bonds which have connected them with another. With those words, our founders courageously began our Declaration of Independence from an oppressive monarch, for among other grievances, the king's refusal to follow rightfully passed laws. In the course of today's events, it becomes necessary for us to address, among other grievances, the president's failure to faithfully execute the law. When crafting the Constitution, the founders feared the return of a monarchy in America. And having just fought a war of independence, they specifically feared the prospect of a king president corrupted by foreign influence. During the Constitutional Convention, James Madison, the architect of the Constitution, warned that a president might betray his trust to foreign powers, which might prove fatal to the Republic. Another founder, Governor Morris, feared that a president may be bribed by a greater interest to betray his trust. He emphasized that this magistrate is not the king. The people are the king. They therefore created a constitutional remedy to protect against a dangerous or corrupt leader, impeachment. Unless the Constitution contained an impeachment provision, one founder warned, a president might, quote, spare no effort or means whatsoever to get himself reelected. Similarly, George Mason insisted that a president who procured his appointment in his first instance through improper and corrupt acts might repeat his guilt and return to power. During the debate over impeachment at the Constitutional Convention, George Mason also asked, "Shall any man be above justice? Shall that man be above it who can commit the most extensive injustice?" In his great wisdom, he knew that injustice committed by the president erodes the rule of law. The very idea.
You're listening to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who's just discussing right now the status of impeachment.
And if we allow a president to be above the law, we do so surely at the peril of our republic. In America, no one is above the law. Over the past few weeks, through the Intelligence Committee working with the Foreign Affairs and Oversight Committees, the American people have heard the testimony of truly patriotic career public servants, distinguished diplomats, and decorated war heroes, some of the president's own appointees. The facts are uncontested. The president abused his power for his own personal political benefit at the expense of our national security by withholding military aid and crucial Oval Office meeting in exchange for an announcement of an investigation into his political rival. Yesterday, the Judiciary Committee, the American people heard testimony from leading American constitutional scholars who illuminated without a doubt that the president's actions are a profound violation of the public trust. The president's actions have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when he says and acts upon the belief Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. No. His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution, a separation of powers, three co-equal branches, each a check and balance on the other. A republic, if we can keep, said Benjamin Franklin. Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. The president has engaged in abuse of power, undermining our national security and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections. His actions are in defiance of the vision of our founders and the oath of office that he takes to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. I commend our committee chairs and our members for their somber approach to actions which I wish the president had not made necessary. In signing the Declaration of Independence, our founders invoked a firm reliance on divine providence. Democrats, too, are prayerful, and we will proceed in a manner worthy of our oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help us God. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. You were just listening to Nancy Pelosi there, who sounded like maybe she went to a sporting event and was screaming a lot last night. But what she announced effectively is that she's asking the chairman, Jerry Nadler, to proceed with articles of impeachment. So just to break this down for you folks, they're all in. I would suggest what you just heard was a historic moment in the long-term future defeat of the Democrats in this country. The American public saw through this sham yesterday. Yesterday only made it worse. We're going to get to your phone calls here. 314-241-9797. What say you? You just listened to that. What do you make of what Nancy Pelosi's allegations are against the President of the United States? We're going to get to your phone calls live coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bob Stockdale, Senior Vice President Investments with ClearPath Wealth Management Group at Stifel and host of On the Money, heard every Saturday from 11 till noon on 97.1 FM Talk. Market volatility makes investing stressful, especially when you're approaching retirement. To keep your retirement on track, you need a professional to help develop your personalized investment plan designed around your needs. Retirement is a huge step, and when it comes to investing your retirement assets, most people can't afford to make mistakes. If you're retiring soon, now is the time to schedule your retirement plan review and let us help develop a plan designed to help you with your retirement needs. Of course, your consultation is free of charge and requires no obligation on your part. Schedule your complimentary retirement plan review at bobstockdale.com. That's bobstockdale.com. Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Right now, the Fix It Right guys at Jerry Kelly will come tune up and inspect your furnace for just $89. It's normally $134, and that's very little money for a whole lot of peace of mind. Check it out now at jerrykelly.com.
Hey, you know what? The folks at Lohr Wine and Spirits have been busy. They are bringing lots of great wines to town for your holiday celebration. I want to tell you about the rich and creamy product that the folks at Skoda Winery brought to town as well. Boy, if you haven't tried this, folks, this is going to be a great present for your guests over the holiday weekend. So rich and creamy is just that, right? That it's designed to have a buttery mouthfeel. You know what that is? It sounds good, doesn't it? That's how this wine is described by people who drink it. Bright fruit flavors with a creamy vanilla oak accent and a round, buttery mouthfeel. Did I sell it? I'm just telling you. This is the rich and creamy Chardonnay from the folks at the Escoto family who've been making wines since 1883. Aged in barrels for 10 months. A big California Chardonnay at an incredible price. Available at Schnucks. Ask for it by name, the rich and creamy Chardonnay.
This hour of Mark Cox is sponsored by CBD Works. Order your quality CBD products now and get 20% off with code 97.1. That's CBDWorks with an X.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, I think that's probably what Barack Obama is thinking right about now. If you just joined us for some reason, at the top of the hour, we carried live the news conference, if you'd call it that, although she took no questions from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who sounded like she spent the night locked in a room with her caucus screaming at them because she sounded like a frog.
Oh, it sounded rough.
Maybe she's sick. I don't know.
That was rough on so many fronts.
I mean, her voice did, there was a different sound to it this morning, kind of grating. Maybe it was intentional to make it seem like she was under a lot of stress to make this serious,
I think it was an act.
Serious accusation.
Are you guys feeling a little nauseous listening to her pretend to be that patriotic?
Exactly.
Oh. We our founders were worried about an oppressive monarch. I'm just going to tell you some of the language she used here, and I'm going to get to your phone calls at 314-241-9797. She suggested here that because the president failed to carry out the Constitution, that he was acting as a king president. She referred to that several times. She referred to him as acting like a monarch. Does this sound familiar?
Mm.
Does it sound familiar at all? Do you remember Pamela Carlin yesterday in front of that committee and what she said about the president's son?
That Article 2 does not give him the power to do anything he wants. And I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son baron, he can't make him a baron.
Yeah. I'm just going to let that hang out there. So in other words, the fix was in. The professors dragged before this committee yesterday very clearly were given talking points and said, include these in your testimony because they'll be part of our reason for pushing ahead with this constitutional crisis that we're in. No one is above the law. How often have we heard that? They've been preaching that talking point since the beginnings of the fake Russia collusion investigation. I think I've got a montage somewhere with all of the different talking heads in America saying no one is above the law. Except, of course, if your name happens to be Hillary, you're above the law. Let me get to a couple of phone calls here. I'm going to bring my friend Chris Arps in. I asked him to call in. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Mark Cox, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, very quickly, your reaction to what you just heard.
Mark, I'm stunned. I said on the show the other day that I didn't think that they would pull the trigger, but apparently they are. But this is just going to be a circus for them. I mean, Adam Schiff is going to be called to testify. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, five senators are going to be taken off the campaign trail during the middle of the Iowa primary. You know, Mark, one thing I found very curious, you know, Nancy Pelosi several times mentioned George Mason in her remarks. Do you know that George Mason was an old white man who owned slaves?
Oh, I bet she didn't know that. Yeah,
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, they can use old white men and denigrate them. And then when it comes to trying to make their case, they're okay.
Yeah, that's a great point. Chris, if you could hold on, I need to, because of our live coverage here at the top of the hour,
yep.
I've got to get to another quick break, and then I want to keep you on hold while we take phone calls from people and get their reaction to it.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Yeah,
hold
on there. Chris Arps, of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.